What's going on, everybody? Bo Jordan of the Diplomatic Wizards Podcast here with you today. Man, we are bringing a banger to you here today. We're talking about heterosexual equality. What does that entail, man? You're going to have to stick around to find out. Make sure to go to www.meetsohorny.com. Friends of the show, the best barbecue rubs I have ever had. Barbecue season is at our front doorstep and heading to our backyards, guys. Go to meetsohorny.com. Make sure to check out the promo tabs. So if you go under the swag, they've got some killer shirts, man, but they have a gummy challenge. And guess what? Your boy is doing another Meat So Horny Sinful Gummy Challenge. They've doubled the heat up on me this time. Make sure to stick around. Go to my TikTok. That's at Boski87. We will be live streaming sometime in the foreseeable future. Cannot wait for this, man. Use promo code RUBS at checkout to get 15% off your order, guys. But for right now, buckle in, get ready for this banger. We're going in head first, starting right now.
Well, my name is Ipsy Chris. I kick microphones, spit on the stage. I'm a major, amazed with my myth, with my digits. There's no limits, cast incantations and spells. Warlocks and wizards feel blizzards to face fires of hell. I come correct, protect the party with the field of force. Whether it's journeys or tourneys, I curse kings and courts. So put down your missiles and your pistol precursors. I'm a mercenary, adversary, sorcerer, surfer.
Yes, we are back, man. We are back, man, the Diplomatic Wizards. I'm your host, Teddy Slur, and
Bo Jordan.
Yeah, man, my Caucasian brother from the other.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back.
Is that a Mr. Rogers?
I mean, is
that Mr. Rogers?
No, I think that was like a hit song in like the 80s, maybe.
Mr. Rogers wasn't in?
Mr. Rogers.
Okay. I thought Mr. Rogers
was definitely in the 80s.
I thought he probably had a welcome back, yeah. So yeah, folks. Today, we are going to tackle a very sensitive subject.
Yep, so if you're a dude and wear a tampon, you probably shouldn't listen to this episode.
Yeah.
Trigger warning.
Yeah, trigger warning. Capitalize all them letters. Capitalize every letter.
Yes.
So today we're going to speak on heterosexual equality.
Is that really asking for too much, dude?
I will hope not. But if so, fuck it. Because, speak to your piece, man, because right. I know you feel me on this topic.
Yeah. Okay, first of all, let me go ahead and we're gonna get the elephant in the room out of the way. Like, I'm a white dude. You know how, like, it is rough being a white dude right now. Like, you can't sneeze without somebody saying, God bless you, Gesundheit. Like, fucking everybody's fucking worried about all that shit. Holy shit. Whenever you start talking about, like, wieners getting cut off. I'm not allowed to have a fucking opinion. Because if I do, I'm a bigot. Oh, my Jesus.
So, yeah, it's the thing, man. We feel like, which is true. This ain't no theory. Homosexuality not just in our faces, but even in
Disney,
but even like the entertainment business, in the commercials, whatever, is being pressure is trying to be installed in our everyday living habits.
You know where it started at? In case you're wondering, I'll tell you exactly where it started at.
What happened?
So it started, okay, you're not that much younger than me, Teddy. I know that you remember these commercials. Anything you can do, I can do better.
Anything you can do.
Yeah.
Better than you.
So like, That
yes, I can. No, I can. Yes, I can.
Like, Michael Jordan was in there, and, like, there was this broad, and I mean, this says what it says. I don't know who the fuck she was, but she was, like, golfing, and, like, she hit what I can only assume is a birdie, and she looked at Michael Jordan. He was like, you know?
Yeah, like
he gave her a, like a head nod, like, okay.
Maybe. Right.
Dude, I'm, let's be real. That broad couldn't do nothing on par with Michael Jordan. He's a fucking Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan is a goddamn stud. Like, he said, you know what I want to do? You know what sounds like a good idea? I'm going to quit playing basketball. I'm the best basketball player in the National Basketball Association. I just won back-to-back-to-back championships. Three championships in a row, and he said, I think I want to be a professional baseball player. So what does he do? He goes and he plays for the Chicago White Sox. Now, it was a Triple-A team. He still did great. So he says, fuck it. I'm going to be a major league baseball player. And he does it.
He does it.
And, like, people crack on him. And, like, if you guys listen are one of those people that crack on MJ fucking playing fucking baseball, like, I'm going to give you this. Dude won three championships in a row. Decides I'm going to go do this. He does it. He fucking succeeds at it. I mean, he's not a Hall of Fame baseball player, but he was able to compete in the major leagues.
That sounds like more like in the field with Master P when he was playing for the Hornets, and I think he played for Portland when he was kicking their ass when he paid his way into the NBA. Master P from No Limit, the rapper.
Yeah,
shout out to Master P for what he did for the community.
Ice Cream Man.
Shout out to the Ice Cream Man. Shout out to the whole No Limit gang, man. You know what I'm saying? For support to our city, Louisville.
Hell yeah.
Thank you. But yeah, so what we're getting at is we feel like, well, basically me and Bo, we really want things to go back how they was when everything was more so in the closet.
Case in point, whenever we were growing up, you know, like we've had it like drilled into our heads with CNN and everybody else, like, you shouldn't be proud of who you are. However, like, they've went so fucking far beyond that. So, like, you know, there's dudes jumping in pools with chicks. Apparently, like, nobody has a fucking problem with that. You know those ladies cried their fucking eyes out in that hotel that night? They're like, I trained my whole life.
Yeah, man. That's, like I said, I just feel like a lot of things is getting Mr. Screw, man. Everything is getting corrupted. It was good how it was before y'all tried to, you know, this equality shit. So what I'm saying is, I feel like that when it comes to these commercials, when it comes to these movies and everything, you know what I'm saying, it should just be the movie, whatever the movie, or whatever the commercial is, whatever it's trying to, instead of trying to install. I'm seeing more homosexual shit and shit than I am this heterosexual things. Oh, so with that being said, this thing, you know, when here it is, we got it where if a homosexual activity is happening right in front of us and we may react a certain way. And the thing about this, it's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you know, you know, me seeing two men kissing is like me seeing maggots eat a dead raccoon. It's disgusting.
It's nature, but it's like, you're not ready for it.
Yeah, but I'm not ready for it. But the thing about it is, but also, I'm not. We need to get homophobic correctly. I'm not saying when I see a gay person, I'm like, get this gay motherfucker away from me.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. I'm not saying that. Yeah. I'm not saying, the gay folks are in here. We got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? No. What I'm saying is the same way. If they see straight sexual shit happening,
that might gross them out.
That might gross them out. You know what I'm saying? I'm not talking. I'm not saying you get you. You know what I'm saying? Call them out their names in their face. You know,
Bill Burr said it the best. He was just like, could you imagine like being a gay dude and like looking at like two heteros fucking making out, and it's just like, oh my god, why would you?
So what I'm saying is, though, everybody has their preference.
Yeah.
Let us have our preference, but also let us choose our preference without you trying to drive it into our heads.
Yeah,
I'm speaking,
and,
you know,
like for anybody wondering, like Teddy and I are not bigots. Like,
and if
live your fucking life.
Yeah,
live your life. That. Like, we got one fucking go on this merry-go-round, man. That's it.
What it's like is, like, my new thing. My new thing is this. When you call me homophobic, I'm going to call you heterophobic. Simple as that. That's my new thing. How y'all always, everybody got their new little seances, their new words, they shit that they come up. Oh, yeah. Because you be fucked up when you hear some shit they tell you. What's that shit they be, what they call you? With the biggest. Like the biggest, what's the other little shit they call you? It's something else.
Every time I think of like you getting called a bigot for like, you know, like two dudes make it out, and you just being like, whoa, you know, like I I think of Teddy the Grand Wizard.
Yeah.
Just like full on Teddy wearing like full on
now,
like KKK uniform.
Now,
because that's the same category that they're throwing you into.
Yeah. But check this out. Now, I could be wrong when it comes to the female side, because I have no problem with that.
No, none.
I have none. So the female homosexual group, except for the ones that want to dress up as men, and you don't have to do that to get your freak on.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't have to picture yourself as masculine and move and try to talk and get your titties cut off,
yeah,
and you know what I'm saying, and go walk around with a fake dildo strap as if you got a dick,
right,
and try to pose
Hillary
as a man.
Swank.
And then
she did that movie.
And then you get mad. And then you get mad when you approach a man and get your ass whooped.
Right, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Dave Chappelle. Yeah. That's exactly what happened to Dave Chappelle. Like, they accused him of a hate crime.
Yeah.
So like he said, like, man, I was in this club. And, you know, like, this chick was talking to me, oh, my God, you're Dave Chappelle. Like, and he bought her a drink, you know, like.
I'm in bed.
I'm in bed. And, like, her girlfriend, who looked like a dude, rolled up. And he was like Dave threw the dukes up. And he's like,
I'm in bed.
He's like, step back.
He said, why you keep calling me a man? I'm a woman.
Yeah.
He said, what?
What? He said, listen to this.
He said, oh my God, you are.
Bitch.
I'm about to slap the shit out of you.
He said, and I did.
He said he tenderized the titties like little chicken cutlets. What did he say?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, my fault, brother.
No. Go ahead, bro.
No, but what we're saying is this. It's just things that don't make sense, man. If you, of course, like we say, live your life. And this message ain't really too much.
We're happy for you, man.
This message ain't really too much like towards like the homosexual people. This is more so towards like the people that's promoting on the Hollywood tip. You know what I'm saying? Like the ones that we know that's like, because you can tell when someone ain't really, they still in question with themselves.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, man, what I'm saying?
Like, I know, like, I'm not going to, like, I know several. And it's just like, be comfortable in your own skin.
Yeah, be comfortable in your own skin. That's what you want to do. It's what you want to do. What we're saying is, this message is for the people that is trying to put this shit
in. Advertising.
Advertising.
CNN.
Yeah, and these
knocking
kids.
The fuck
hit, and instead of let them be children, let people, because I ain't going to lie, man. It's getting a little bit uncomfortable. I'm not going to lie. It's getting very uncomfortable, even with the dating sites. You know what I'm saying? I mean, of course, the dating sites is going to show, you know.
Bro, everything. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, like we're both bachelors. Of course I go through the dating sites. You know how many times it was like, you know, like the picture pops up. You swipe left, you swipe right, whatever. And it was a dude, and it was like my name's Jamal. I'm 6 foot two. Identify. And it's like, it's like there should be a whole separate website for this.
Identify.
There should be a whole separate web. And I mean, honestly, like think about it. Okay. Teddy, how old are you?
31.
Okay, you're 31. I'm 35. So, like, there's not a big difference there. So, whenever you were growing up and what? I don't know, but whenever I was growing up, like, and, you know, like, I mean, I spent earlier part of my life in Tampa, and then I come up to Indiana. But, like, both ways, it was like,
yes.
You, like, none of that hate shit got shoved down your throat.
Right.
I thought that we were doing fantastic for a really long time.
Right, right.
And
right.
Then all of a sudden, CNN's like, they're carrying tiki torches. Donald Trump's going to get you while you're sleeping.
I seen an interview with Donald Trump, man. He was talking about how he hey, man, I don't give a fuck, man. I fuck with Donald Trump.
Hell yeah.
He just can be stupid sometimes, yeah. but I fuck with Donald Trump.
What politician isn't? Like, God dang.
Yeah.
Look at Sleepy Joe like in the Trump office though. Right now, son.
I don't give a fuck what nobody say. You know what I'm saying? But anyways, I digress. So, also, this message is also for the people that ain't even homosexual. And they would say, if us heterosexual people, you know what I'm saying? Well, both ways. They say something to us about, the reaction. They claim they see it. What to say? Are you homophobic? You know what I'm saying? It goes after you motherfuckers as well.
Oh, my God.
To you funky, dusty.
Are you homophobic? What you are so non-progressive?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Is this? You know, this shit is all about free will. Everybody free will. I just feel like if the disrespect isn't there, then we should be good.
Right.
You know what I'm saying.
So okay, like we talked about friends that we have that might be homosexuals, and they just haven't they haven't crossed the finish line yet. They haven't been like, you know what, this is what makes me happy. Like, okay, if you're one of them, and Jesus Christ, don't take that wrong. I didn't mean like, oh my God, you're one of them. Like I'm saying, like,
hey, you know what? I'm tired of apologizing. I'm a human.
Yeah,
we make mistakes.
Yeah, absolutely.
We got nothing but love.
Right, and this is the mistake that I'm talking about. Like, if you are homosexual, like it. For those of you that think, I might be, you probably are. You probably are. Go ahead, come out, do it, because if I'm sitting there like joking with a buddy, I'm like, look at that fucking fan. That fucking fan's missing the cover. What a fucking gay fan.
Right.
And like the person sitting next to me happens to be gay, and they're like, oh my God, that was so offensive. I'm gonna go cry. Like, had you told me that you were a homosexual, I would have been like, yeah, fuck that fucking fan. I wouldn't have said that's a gay fucking fan, because I care enough not to be a prick.
Who cares? And like I say, you know what else? You know what I'm saying? When they make it up where gay folks shouldn't be, you know, talked about, or, like I said once before in our other early episodes of last year.
Yeah, guys, make sure you check out season one.
Everyone gets talked about. Not just gay folks.
We do not discriminate.
Yeah, No. No, we're not talking about from us. We're talking about the world.
Yeah.
Everyone has been talked about.
Well, you know, like, I feel like we represent a lot of what the world feels, man.
Black kids, white kids, Asian kids.
Fuck?
Everybody gets talked, if straight, gay, crooked, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You get talked about.
Yeah, yeah.
You get talked about. And most of the time, when you get talked about, you're doing something right. Now, I ain't saying, you know, we ain't speaking on homosexual or straight sexual. We talking about this. Most of the time, you know, when the hater shit comes, it's usually because you're doing something you're supposed to be doing. You know what I'm saying? Because
dude, my mind's so fucked up, dude. I really feel like, you know, I don't go to strip clubs. I've told you this. Anybody that knows me, like, I did it in high school. I got burnt out there. But I thought about this the other night. Like, you know, like, you're at a strip club. You see this girl. She's fine. She's up there fucking killing it. Fucking, you know, because, like, really, like, you're taking a shot in the dark with any woman these days as a man. Because, you know, like, oh, I identify as this, so I don't have to tell you.
Yeah, also, they should make that a law as well. They should make it a law where they need to tell you.
Yeah, if you if they're transvestite,
right? They should be able to because if someone if they end up losing their life for not telling them, then the person that did it shouldn't have to go to jail. They should have to go to prison. They shouldn't be charged with murder.
Absolutely,
because that is what can we call that? Can we call that
counterfeit pussy?
Counterfeit pussy. We can call it counterfeit. We can call it treason. That was treason. Yeah, we can call it treason.
No, yeah, I mean that's,
it most definitely was treason.
Oh man, it's identity fraud.
Identity fraud.
God dang.
That's a good one. Okay.
Yeah.
So treason. Hold up. So treason, identity fraud, and what else you say? Some pussy. You called it. What you call it? You call it counterfeit pussy.
Counterfeit.
Okay, yeah. Counterfeit pussy. Treason.
Identity theft.
Identity theft. Yeah. Yeah. Hell yeah. That's a felony.
Yeah.
It was a felony.
So check this. Like you're at the strip club, and motherfucking like, I mean I've been there, and you know like some girls just have way more confidence than others.
Yeah.
And for those of you that shake your asshole on stage, like I am a big fan.
I don't go out there often.
However,
ass on women. Be like, man. The ass on women.
But I'm saying, like, nowadays you can pay for your facade.
It's not right.
Find out that Malika is really Henry.
Henry, yeah.
Yeah.
Malika.
I mean, I'd
Malika
be like,
is Malik.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's not right. That's not right for you to go out and say that you a woman, man. It wasn't right. They cat whatever his name is, Bruce Jenner, won the woman's award, the ladies award, whatever he won.
Woman of the year.
That wasn't right, man.
Many of y'all that have uteruses can make babies?
Yeah,
that get periods.
There were single moms.
That was pissed off about that.
There were single moms that went through what a real woman goes through.
No, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with Bruce Jenner. Of course, he didn't nominate himself.
But we're not talking about Bruce. We're talking about the motherfuckers that nominated him.
Yeah. They're like, oh my God, this is so progressive.
I just don't think. I'm just saying, man, that's not fair. That's not fair. And also, back to what I said about the lesbian women, you know what I'm saying? Because eventually y'all going to come back for dick anyway. So, I'm not mad at y'all.
Here's something about lesbians. How many of their sex toys are shaped like dicks?
All of them.
Okay. So, lesbians, like, while we have you on the line here.
Let's talk about their roles.
You don't hate dick. You just hate what's attached to it.
Yeah, that's all it is. But like I say, nonetheless, if you can ask any woman, I'll say 90%, they will tell you that flesh feels better than plastic or rubber or metal.
Absolutely.
They'll tell you that. I didn't ask this.
How many times have you seen this? I didn't feel this.
I didn't witness this.
Teddy, how many times have you had that experience where they're like, well, you can just take the condom off.
Yeah. Oh, man. I ain't even going to display that.
I'm just saying it's because flesh feels better than plastic.
It feels better than latex. It does. You know what I'm saying? Also, even with silicone pussy, you know.
I ain't had that yet. I'm interested. Here's the thing, waste of money.
I didn't buy me one. Miss my old lady, you know what I'm saying? We was on some, but that's another story.
Extra shit.
Yeah. So, but it
good
is
for
it,
you.
No, bad for me. I had to tell her, don't you ever in your life buy some shit like that. She said, well, I just wanted to see if you. Save the silicone, man. Throw the silicone. To the side. Throw the silicone.
I mean, like,
retire the silicone.
Like that's a goddamn red flag, Teddy. I mean, anytime that a woman says, "Hey, I got you a robotic pussy."
Robotic pussy.
I got you an android pussy. You know, like, this is my birthday gift to you. Happy 5th anniversary. I got you a robot pussy.
Cuz what she was saying by the time she come on her period. And you know how, you know, I mean,
okay. I could see what she was doing there.
Yeah, that's what she was. But she was kind of thinking a little bit too far ahead.
Right. But I would be like,
I mean, I understand the gesture. I
appreciate it. Yeah, like she was thinking about you.
I was just trying to let her know that ain't
however.
It. However.
like girl, what about that butt? That butt ain't on
the period. We did all that. We did everything. We didn't stop at the silicone.
Right.
We did all kind of things.
And for those of you that are probably going to be like, well, I mean, that's what a trans pussy is. Like, I mean, like, no, like, yes, no, yeah. Like, they used to have a wiener.
Who would
on
say
it.
Some shit like that?
Yeah, like, I mean, no, it used to have a wiener.
Used
on
to
it.
Have
like,
yeah.
We're not hating.
No.
Like, there's dudes that are into that. Like, and like, this is fucking America. You've got the right to do and, well, to do who or whatever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, that's the beauty of this country. Thing is, like, don't shove it down our throats. Don't make it propaganda agenda.
Thank you, bro.
Because, like,
That's it, man. That's it. Please, just keep it how it was in the dark. You know what I'm saying? And let people, whoever those people are, let them find their way naturally.
Okay. So here's my question, and I really feel like this is something that we could Google, but I just want to hear your
And no one is ever born gay, and no one is born straight.
Well, I mean, here's the thing.
I'm saying.
I heard this, and it like, I laughed so hard, but it was so fucking true. So this trans woman, or trans dude, however you want to look at it, is at this, like, big speaking event, and the dude that she's asking the question to, he turns the question around on him slash her slash they, whatever the pronouns are. And he was like, hey, yo.
Yeah, so fuck your pronouns, too.
Yeah,
fuck your pronouns.
Here's the deal. The transsexual woman was an EMT. And he said, okay, here's my thing. You got a guy. The guy is your victim. Now, you know that he was, and I hate this, quote unquote, assigned male at birth. Okay? Well, he tells you, I think that I'm dying right now because I'm having a miscarriage. Are you going to take that seriously?
Why the fuck would I take myself through the time to even get to the bottom of it? Why you even feel that way? Get the fuck out of my face.
So. Exactly. So, I mean, and here's the thing is that, like, just like black people in America, women went through the exact same, like,
contractions.
Let me rephrase that, because that's not a fair statement. They didn't go exactly what your ancestors went through, my brother, but they went through a kind of similar experience where
you mean giving birth, right? you mean the society?
Well, I mean that they were, like, they were oppressed.
Oppressed,
you know, like,
okay.
Black people were oppressed in America.
Right.
Women were oppressed in America. And I mean, like, that's not like a question. It's a fucking fact.
For sure.
Like, oh my God. Like, do you know how many times, like, I pray to the sun in the morning, I'm like, oh, you did me so good. Like, you made me a white dude. Like, I'm white and I have a wiener. Why would I ever want to cut that off? Because,
yeah.
First of all, like, I mean, like, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, we got it good. I was at Dairy Queen the other day, and I was in line, and, like, somebody else's order wasn't quite ready, and they were like, sir, if you want to come up here, we can take care of you. Not if I was a black dude. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
That's a damn shame.
Yeah, but, you know, like, hashtag white privilege. But I mean, let's stop with comedy for just a second. But like, women were oppressed. Black people were more oppressed. But that's the thing that they have in common. So, like, the fact to me that most of the people that are pushing these bills are black females. Are you fucking kidding me? Are you kidding me? So you are cool with a Caucasian dude. He didn't even cut his dick off. He just jumped in the pool and swam across it twice as fast as these other bitches. Well, bro.
What are you talking about? That
Penn State. Yes, okay, sir. Penn State. Yes, sir. Like, dog, he murdered these chicks. Murdered them. Set a world record for women's sports in college. Like, and of course he did. Like, genetically, like, women don't get it wrong. Like, there's like half of 1% of you guys that are way stronger than most average dudes.
Yeah, man.
But it's not all of you.
I didn't see women survive things, and they got shot the same place the man did. He died, and she survived.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, I mean, like, with that being said, the fact that black women are the ones contributing to a lot of this, that blows my fucking mind. Because not only are you, and, you know, I say black American. I don't say.
You said, what they contributing to again, Bo? Let them know.
They're contributing to the normalization of dudes cutting their dicks off and becoming women, or women becoming dudes, which, I mean, like, whatever you want to do, that's fine. First of all, like, whenever a dude doesn't even have to chop his nutsack off to be considered a woman, and think about all those women that went through all these social rights things, all these, like, There was this broad that she was a real big contributor to the NAACP. She was in Congress. This and the next. She identified as being black. She was white as a snowflake. Like, her fucking, like, ancestry.com showed.
And she said
all Europe.
And she said she was down with that shit too.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. Like, she has some features, and whoever her campaign team was that like, was hiring these videographers and photographers.
What'd you see, like, this on again, Bo? What was you watching this on?
Dude, this is like CNN, Fox News. Fox, like, News. MSNBC. Damn. Like, so the NAACP came out, and they're like, bitch, you're white.
but she said she black, though.
She identified as being black, and she didn't tell anybody. And like I said, she had features. Like, are you gonna tell me? Okay, like my ancestry is like fucking Eastern European. Like, are you gonna tell me I got the same physical features as somebody from South Korea? There's not a fucking chance. There's not a chance. Like. But she had some features, so it was kind of believable. And then, like, long story short, it comes out, she's full of shit.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, yeah. And, like, now she's coming out like, oh, my God, I identify as an African. Which I fucking, you already know I hate that term, like,
yeah, the African American. I told you about this shit. Yeah, I ain't from North Africa.
Yeah, fuck,
I mean,
no.
I mean, my ancestors are from Africa, but I'm not.
Yeah. Well, no. Your ancestors are probably from Alabama. But.
Hey. Possibility.
Very big possibility.
That could be Indian.
But that's the thing. That's the thing, dude. Like, I'm saying that, like, not that long ago, your people and women all, like, we're not talking about, like, black women. We're not talking about Asian women. We're talking about all fucking women.
Yeah.
They were all going through the same bullshit that your ancestors were going through. Like, oh my God. why in the like they had different fucking water fountains for us.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Man. Women couldn't vote. Women couldn't vote.
Segregated.
Segregated. Exactly. So we're talking about straight up segregation. Segregated. So for all you women, and I really, really, really want you all to think about this. So for all of you women that believe that women are strong, women can do anything, whenever you start letting men, which, like, we keep bringing up the same one subject, which is the Penn State swimmer. Like, whenever you let a, like, that's got to be a shot to the soul. Yeah, you let a white man, he didn't even have to cut his dick off. He just said, I feel like I'm a woman. Hold on, hold on. Let me do that again. I feel like I'm a woman. Yeah, that was like letting the macho man Randy Savage jump in that pool with these bitches.
What's going through your head, man? What's going through your head?
Laps with these girls.
What's going through your head when you go in for that operation? It's right there, like right there. And he's finna clip it off. What is your thoughts?
Well, like, so what we're gonna do is fuck? We're gonna turn your dick inside out. We're gonna shove your nutsack inside of you, and we're gonna cut your balls off. Like whatever. Like I see, like tattoo shops. I've got a bunch of tattoos. I mutilate myself all the time. I have never thought. You know
let
what?
Let me say. You know what? Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something real quick. Let me go and break this down as best I can break this down. Check this out. And this is real. This is coming from the heart. This ain't no joke. All the people that say they're doing this is me. This is me. I'm being me. This is real. You going through all that cutting yourself and all that. You know what they're saying? You're saying that you're a mistake. You're saying to yourself that you're not good enough. I don't give a fuck what else, how else you see it. You know, you're giving up on yourself. You're not, you know what I'm saying, you don't see yourself, you know what I'm saying, in a better state. For you to even, you know, go in for that, you know what I'm saying, you're supposed to love yourself. Everybody knows that. You're supposed to put yourself first. When it comes, you shouldn't put yourself in pain. You know, you're supposed to come as you is. You're supposed to come out your eye. Doing shit like that, man, you know what I'm saying, whatever, you know what I'm saying, whoever it is. You know what I mean? You don't love yourself, man. And that's facts. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck about none of that. But what, you know what I'm saying, politics say, you know, the public, media, whoever, man. You know what I'm saying? The LGBTQ, whatever. You know what I'm saying? That ain't real, man. You ain't being solid with yourself. Because at the end of the day, man, you know, if it was supposed to be that, what it is, it'd have been that. It'd have been that. If that's what you want, you'd have been that. You know what I'm saying? But you're not. You know what I'm saying? But that doesn't mean that you should go, you know what I'm saying? You're basically saying that you're not worthy. You know what I'm saying? You best, come on now.
I tell you, like, so I've been thinking about this a lot. I've been thinking about this as a lot, like a bunch. And I actually think this would be a great video for us to do to promote exactly what we're thinking about, is that I want to go into a bank, okay, and I'm going to tell them I need a loan for $10 million, okay? I need a loan for $10 million, and whenever they say, sir, you don't have the equity or the credit score to back that up, I'm going to say, hold on. I identify as being a very wealthy person, and I identify as having a perfect 900 credit score.
Okay.
And if you don't give me this loan,
okay,
you're a fucking racist.
There we go. That's how it goes down. So this is what
I think. That's a great idea.
It's a very great idea. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Because now. Y'all saying that we don't have to be all the way factual.
Accept who you are. Like, here's the thing. Like, and don't get us wrong. Like, there are people out there, like me personally, I love pussy, bro. That's like crazy. I mean, I'm just saying.
I'm in love. He love pussy. Yeah. I'm in love with pussy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, and you know, like there's some people out there that are just in love with dick. And like,
yeah.
Be you, dude. Like, nobody's impeding on you being that person. But I feel like it's came to such an extreme. So, like, okay, check this. So, I told you about the person that was like, hey, look, I'm going to be a big, heavy hitter for the NAACP. And the crazy thing is, she was. She was a heavy hitter for the NAACP. Turns out, not a drop of black blood in her. You know what I mean?
That's crazy, man.
And she was like, but I identify as being black. She sued him, got some money. Because she was like, motherfucker, I identify as that. So then, this is the craziest part. So you've got people that say, I identify as being, this motherfucker cut his arm off because he said, now, mind you, he went and got a surgery to have his arm removed. He said, I identify as being a handicapped person. I identify as being an amputee.
Wow.
So there was this one broad, and this happened on TikTok. She said, I identify as being blind. She put bleach in her eyes. So here's the next step. Say a 48-year-old man, says, I identify as being a fourth grader, and I demand that you put me in class with all these other fourth graders, or else you're a fucking bigot.
Right.
Because that's who I identify as being. And could you imagine your kids being in class, having nap time, having snack time with a 48-year-old man?
Because he identifies.
Where does it stop? Where does it stop?
Where does it stop, man? That's real. That's the question.
Me being that guy, I want to make a video where I go into the bank asking for a $10 million loan, and I'm going to say I identify as being wealthy. I identify as having a vacation home in Bolivia.
And as soon as you get done, when you get yours, I'm going to come in right behind you.
Yeah.
I identify as the president. Now open the safe.
Yeah. Give me the launch codes.
Yeah, give me those right now. I am the president. I am your president.
I identify
as the president.
Yeah. Where does it end? Where does it end, man? Because here's the thing is that, like, now I told you before, like, I'm afraid to fart in public because I'm afraid I'm going to offend somebody. Now,
open the goddamn safe.
With you, bro, like, it's hard being a man. So, yeah. It's so crazy. Like, this shit blows my fucking mind. Like, it blows my fucking mind because it's like this. You know, Teddy goes into public. Teddy orders a coffee at the McDonald's. And some fucking batshit crazy, off the fucking wall white woman says, because I'm let's not lie, that's who's pushing this agenda. It's the people that's sitting at home not having to do shit. You are so brave, sir. You walked up to that cash register like a fucking boss, and you ordered that coffee, and they gave you exactly what you had. And then and like the fact that like, and like, that's a terrible example, but I'm saying, like, it doesn't matter, like, you and I could do the same thing, and they would be like, Teddy, I have never seen somebody eat a bag of hot Cheetos like that. And I just want you to know, you did it Fantastic. You are so brave. Okay. So let's cut scene real quick. Insert transgender woman. Transgender woman tries to cut in line. Teddy says, excuse me, what the fuck are you doing? Now he's the bad guy. Because I feel like the weirder you are,
the more passes you get.
Yeah, you're getting all the passes. Now, like me, the only thing that gets me a pass is that I'm funny. And people are like, you know what? You got an eye patch, bro. You're in. Mm. You know, you made us laugh about a couple eye jokes. You're in. Mm. Oh, I use it to full fucking advantage in this world.
We might be giving y'all too much information, man. We might be putting y'all in too. Y'all ain't look at it like the way we telling it now. Only few seen it like this. But now we really putting you inside the bitch. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. We already know who the high power is.
That's Jehovah's. Like
you know, we already know that. But we're talking about the other people, you know what I'm saying, with them suits. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? That's what we're talking about.
Well, it's all a ploy. Like I said at the beginning of the show, like, whenever I was growing up, whenever you were growing up, like, we all knew the history. Like, my people were bad to your people. But, like, how often did that really get brought up until like a few years back? And then all of a sudden, oh my God, he can't be friends with him. You know, his people came over on the Mayflower and brought you with them.
What flower grows in May? Marijuana.
What flower grows year round?
Not for real. Not for that's what they had. They had a lot of that shit, that weed. Yeah, they came over and smoked all that shit with the Indians.
But it, you know, like to me, the craziest thing is that like people believe this shit is fucking like the gospel. Mm. The weirder you are, and like I'm like, dude, if you're listening, you decide to chop your wiener off. Or if you're listening and you decide to like take a pill that makes your clit turn into a dick,
I'm good.
I mean, that's amazing. Like,
I'm good.
That is your life. But here's what I'm saying.
Why?
Teddy and I walk into a joint to go grab a coffee or a slice of pizza or whatever. Like, don't make us feel bad for being heterosexual men.
Right. And us saying,
and I us feel saying, like there should be a pride day for us.
Yeah, there should. Thank you. There should be a day for heterosexual equality. Yes, there should. It should be all equal women, all equal men, all coming together, all having a seance, a song, a parting gift, a eulogy, whatever. You know what I'm saying? Us coming together, appreciating procreation, what the gay community cannot create
is a baby,
which only the gay community came about.
Right. And here's the deal too.
Like, factual.
For any of y'all that are like, oh my God.
So why not promote? We're like procreate. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what's gonna bring in the dollars.
I got interesting. That's what's gonna bring in the dollars today online.
The dollars.
So you know that China would only let a family have one boy.
Yeah.
If it was a girl, they were gonna abort it. Here's the deal. China now is paying families a check for the rest of their life if they have three kids. Mm-hmm. Now, the thing is that they try to, just like Bill Gates and some of the other heavy hitters, they're trying to push like depopulation by vaccines. You know, here's where I stand on it. All these countries that are struggling, like, I mean, I dig it, you know, like, I pay a payroll tax. You pay a payroll tax. Is that like, do you really care about Koofy Koopa Mundo over in Morocco because he doesn't have 3 grains of rice to eat tonight? No, I'm worried about my kids. Right. I'm worried about making sure that I can get up on time for work. I'm making sure that, like, I've got food in the refrigerator.
Right.
I'm not worried about this all. Like, and if you gave me a vote, would you rather, you know, 0.5% of your check go to a foreign country helping people that you don't know? Or would you rather go into your kid's school system? Get the fuck out of it. We could be the smartest nation on earth. Hands down. Hands down. Could you imagine if all this money that you're paying for, that you'll never see again, you're not allowed to ever touch it. So you're giving hours of your life away. Hours of your life away. And that's not a subject to be taken lightly, because, okay, Teddy, what do you do right now for work?
Right now I'm working at a warehouse.
Okay, so you're working in a warehouse. How many hours a day? Let's just average.
I don't know, 10 hours.
Let's say 10 hours. So those 10 hours of your life. Would you have rather, like, teaching your son how to catch a baseball?
Not for no 10 hours.
Well, not for 10 hours, but I'm saying, like, 15 minutes, right?
Yeah.
But that little break that you get at work, that 15-minute break or that 30-minute lunch, wouldn't it be awesome if it was just, like, boom, instantaneous? You get to spend it with your family. It reminds you why you're at work, right? That's not a luxury that you have, though, right? Right. You have to spend it. I know you spend it in your car. Isolated, away from everybody. So, like, you're literally not just giving hours of your day away, but you're also giving the free time that you are allotted while working for somebody that you're making no profit from. You're getting an hourly wage. You're not making any money whenever they make money. But your breaks are dictated so that you don't get to spend it with your girl or your kids or, you know, riding a fucking roller coaster or fucking, like, experiencing a new restaurant. It's dictated. You're stuck there. And not only – most people spend those breaks alone, not talking to anybody else. Or they spend it complaining about the situation that they're in. And they're all in the same boat. Those minutes that you can never, ever, ever get back are paying, because you're getting paid for that time. It's paying for shit that doesn't benefit you or your kids or your girl or any of those other people that you give a fuck about that you'd rather be spending your time with. So why do we not get a vote in where our money goes?
Absolutely.
It's being put into programs for minor children to say, I feel like a little girl this week. Please cut my dick off, doctor. And they're taking 8-year-olds under the knife and turning their dicks into vaginas or giving them pills to make their clits into dicks. They're giving 8-year-old girls hormone therapy, testosterone. That's where you're so you're spending time away from your family to pay for these programs that we obviously don't approve of.
At yeah, man, it sounds like a goddamn horror film, man.
Yeah,
before we go, because we're about to hit our mark. A short story I have seen, and they wouldn't even get it. It's very confusing. It's real life. I seen a couple where the girl is the man and the boy is the girl. And they have procreated, have one or two kids.
But no. he didn't get pregnant, right?
Nah, what I'm saying, but this is but what the gets the kicker. The kicker is, this is what I'm getting at. The kicker is they're messing around. It is a girl and a boy, but the boy is the girl. So he dresses up as the girl. That's what I'm saying. So when they come out, so when they come out the door, when they finna leave to go wherever they're going at, when the boy comes out, he has on heels, a dress, and a wig. When the girl comes out, she has cornrows. She has a polo shirt, the button down with the collar, and Timberland boots.
Damn. Okay, so like,
and baggy pants with two kids. Their kids.
Ain't that a motherfucker?
That's what I'm talking about, confusion. But either way,
imagine being those kids in there, bro.
Yeah, that too. But yeah, but Bo, go ahead and take us out, though, man.
Yeah, so basically I think that we should make an event on Facebook to promote a heterosexual Pride Day. Everybody else is getting their shit. But here's the thing.
I'm with it.
Hey, I love... Teddy, do you love women too?
I love women. With a passion. Exactly.
So, I mean... So, guess what? Teddy's black. Bo's white. All these things that they're trying to like push against us that say that we aren't the same. Guess what? We got one very fucking serious thing in common. Love the pussy. Love it. So I believe that heterosexual Pride Day is going to bring more people together than it's going to put people against each other. You know, like, what's his name? Charles Manson.
Listen, it's the thing. There should be a like you said, like a come together to acknowledge and to pay homage to the heterosexual
community
because of procreation, life.
It's what keeps life the world
going around. That's it. That's fucking it. And there's no way around that.
You know, like this could take me down a whole nother rabbit hole about why the media is pushing. It's population control. They want to get the number of people on Earth down. So what do they say? If you don't suck dick, you're a faggot. You know what I mean? Like, I'm completely serious about this, though. I really feel like there should be a day that recognizes us as a protected group, because nowadays it's not cool for a dude to want to bang a chick. It's not cool for a chick to want to bang a dude. Dudes gotta bang dudes. Chicks gotta bang chicks. Chicks with wieners gotta try to trick dudes, and they say, oh, well, if you don't fuck me, you're a fucking bigot. You know what I mean? Like,
right.
I'm just saying, like, I'm just, you know, throwing that out there. Like, fucking, the thing that kills me is honestly that what we, like, the normality that we grew up to, we're telling is wrong. Like, oh, well, no, that's not right. That's not right. Like, I feel like a heterosexual day will bring more genders, creeds, religions together than a pride ever would.
It's real.
Because how many of us would be like, oh man, I love pussy. Do you love pussy?
Right.
Oh, hey, you over there. I love pussy. How about you? Love it.
Man, there, hey, you know, what that motherfucker Lil Wayne say? He said, and that pussy so good, I wouldn't make a bad song. And that pussy so good, I wish I wear it for cologne. And that pussy so wet, I bet I swim and break my neck. That's real, yeah, man.
Yeah, well, I think that just solidifies the point that I'm trying to make.
That's it.
That there are way more of us that have a lot in common. I wish I had hair like Teddy. I don't.
You can. You can do.
I can identify.
See?
I identify as having dreadlocks.
See, you can do that, man. The art of deception has become
a normality.
Yes. Has become an epidemic as well. So yeah, well, normality.
Yeah. Yeah, it's become acceptable.
Yeah.
So I just feel like we're using trans or all this other shit to say, hey, there is something different between you and me. When did we get on that tip?
You don't even have to say you're trans. It's a thing. I'm a man. I'm a man.
Yeah.
I'm a man. I mean, hey. Not me though. I'm speaking. This is a skit. Hey. Say that, honey. I say, damn. You looking mighty fine tonight. Are you? I'm a man. Thank you.
Say no more.
You know, that's all. Yes. You have to say I'm a trans. You don't have to say that.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Just say I'm a man. And then let whoever that is choose.
Here would have been the best one ever. I was assigned male at birth.
Wow. Oh,
okay.
What? Okay. I was assigned. That was my sole purpose.
And the funniest thing that I get out of that, Teddy, is that So, a lot of these people, I can't say all of them, but, a lot of them are like, oh, I'm an atheist, but I was assigned male at birth. So, who assigned you?
Man.
Who assigned you?
God. So, we're trying to say God make mistakes?
He don't.
Especially when it comes to the human species.
Yeah.
That's the thing. That's what God was all about, procreation being fruitful.
I just don't feel like God would be like, hey, here's this sausage.
Hey, check this out. You're right. Keep it in mind though, Bo. Let's be real. Cause y'all already, lying and saying that God is white and stuff like that, and we all know he ain't. But if we're homophobic, what you think God is?
Man,
he says homosexuality for the male is an abomination. That's a past of sin.
Yeah,
that's something you can't come back from. Now sin can be forgiven.
That's no take backs.
There's no take backs on that. So if we're homophobic, what you think? Yeah, stop putting these lies on folks. Stop doing that. Ain't nothing wrong with liking what you like and that's who I'm scared of. I'm scared of him, Jehovah. So
Teddy, you know what the difference between a cocksucker and a bridge maker is?
It was the difference.
You can unbuild a bridge. You can't unsuck a dick.
Okay, unsuck a dick. Sure can't.
Hey, man. God don't forget. Again, we're not sitting here like trying to like preach to nobody. Like, who gives a fuck? But like, what we're saying is that like, you can't go on this banter if you can't see both sides of the street, because we do.
You do. We got to do. And if we don't, we might get hit. We got to see both sides.
Yeah. So, man, this was a fun one to do. Yeah. I
think it was very needed.
Yeah, and I feel like this may be one that we come back to eventually. Maybe. Because I already, like, you see, the, yeah. Like, God bless America, man.
God bless America.
Like, we're going to end up coming back.
We only speaking on this because we feel it is fair. We feel like, you know, heterosexual equality is necessary. It is relevant, and it is very important.
Absolutely.
So
it's important.
And if you ask me, and I'm gonna be real with you, heterosexual equality is more important than homosexual equality.
Simply, I mean, how else are you going to make babies?
I'm just saying.
They're going to be like, oh, sweetie, we'll put them in a test tube.
Yeah. And not just procreation, which is the main thing.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? Just because you can't put a circle inside of a square. Yeah, but I'm out of here, man.
Yeah, well, no. Interestingly, you can put a circle in a square, but you can't put a square in a circle.
Well, tomato, tomato.
Yeah. Either way, guys. Either way, like, don't take this as misogyny or bigotism on our end, because honestly, we couldn't give a fuck less. The only thing that we're saying is that if you're going to dedicate a whole month,
let us get out, please.
Yeah,
please.
Because, hey, Teddy, how many days is Black History Month?
28.
It is the shortest month of the year.
Fucking year.
The shortest month of the year.
They could have gave us two more days, man.
It's the shortest month of the year. And fucking, like, You're gonna give. You're gonna give a movement dedicated to not being able to procreate more time than the people that built this country. At the end of the day, black people made more rich white men than any fucking dude that cut his dick off did. I can tell you that.
Think about your dick, man. Think about him.
Yeah.
Think about him. He can't, he matters. Think about him. Don't do him like that.
Man.
You only got one eye.
Right. Motherfucker's already having problems. Bless his heart. Because he ain't got no depth perception. He ain't got no depth perception. He don't see good in the dark. Like...
make it seem like he's the enemy. Like, come on. Don't.
Because I can tell you this. I can tell you this.
Me and my little man. you know what? I'm sorry, bro.
I'm just saying this. For all you dudes that are thinking about chopping off one-eyed Willie.
And all you women thinking about cutting off the twins.
Yeah.
Stop.
Here's the deal. And are you ready for it?
Tell them.
All of you that are willing to cut your wiener inside out to suck a dick, 99 times out of 100, the person that's fucking with you probably likes dick.
Yeah.
So you're kind of taking something away from them. And for you chicks that are thinking about, you know what? Let's ride this flesh slip and slide. You think they don't like boobs or pussy? Just, I mean, like, if you don't feel comfortable, go talk to somebody. Like, get your head straight before you make these decisions. And please, please, please quit backing up all our commercials. Yeah. And all our months of celebration.
Yeah. Yeah. And once again, this goes to the people that's broadcasting it, the people that's being one sided to the fact that, like you said, the advertisements, this is going to Hollywood, this is going to the politics, this is going to the media, it's going to, you know, those people. We're not talking to the ones that's in the lifestyle that respect the heterosexual equality. Shout out to y'all.
Shout out.
Shout out to the gang. Well, on our side, our gang, yeah. But shout out to those people that respects the heterosexual equality. But to the ones that don't, and to the ones that don't respect, also the children being children, equality. You know,
dude. Do you know what I was doing at fucking 8 years old? Like that. My parents came to me. They said, "Bo, your birthday's coming up. What do you want to do for your birthday?" I said, "I just want to have a party at the house."
Right.
So we had a party at the house, and they said, "Bo, what do you want for your food? Like, what is the one food that you want us to make?" I said, "I love pigs in a blanket." Anybody that is young enough to say, well, I think the food that I want to cater to all my guests is pigs in a blanket. You don't get to decide if you get your cock chopped off.
Yeah, not that.
Like, get the fuck out of here.
Not that. So, yeah, shame on them people. Shame on you. I don't agree with nothing you're saying. I don't believe your thoughts. I mean your theories, your analysis, your.
We respect your decision opinions. To think about it.
I don't respect shit.
But don't shove it down our throats.
I don't respect nothing that you're talking about. I think it's controlling. I think it's radical. I also think it's fucking martial law. Whatever. That's what I feel like. And I feel like it's getting there. You know what I'm saying? Amen. So no, I don't. Bo may give you a little, you know, leeway, but fuck you. Yeah, I don't believe that. So like I say, to those people that doesn't respect heterosexual equality, shame on you.
I really.
But to the homosexuals that do, respect to you.
Yeah, appreciate.
And I wish you the best in your endeavors.
Appreciate you not locating and targeting my butthole. Appreciate that.
There are some stand up homosexual men that I've met that you didn't even know they was homosexual.
Dude, I tell you,
they were just because why? You know why? Because they was comfortable with who they was.
Yeah, they didn't go out and say it.
They didn't go out their way to say it, and they didn't, you know, they just was them, you know, because I think either way.
All the way through.
My sexuality is between me anyway, regardless if I'm fucking a man or a woman. It's me, but I'm saying as though the way that they carried themselves was respectable and also
admirable. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with being that type of homosexual when it comes to, you know, this being an adult about it. You know,
be comfortable knowing who you are, but you don't have to try to convince my kids.
I know real homosexual, I know they would feel that the stuff that's been advertised isn't for the kids to be witnessing. The responsible ones.
Oh yeah,
like I can't tell you how many people, like, you know, even like people at work that are homosexual that come up to me, they're like,
"Yeah,
this shit's fucking ridiculous."
That's real. That's real. Shout out to them people. Shout out to y'all. Guys, shout out to y'all, man.
Because like you're the ones that are gonna make this change, man.
Yeah, for real.
Amen.
That's real. Thank you, man.
Amen. So. I had a lot of fun with this one.
We love all the fans, homosexual and heterosexual.
Yeah. We'll never look at you any type of different, man. You know, like, just know that Bo and Teddy are on the pussy train.
Forever. Let me tell you something, man. I'd be like Bernie Mac said, I'd be happy when that shit come in cans. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Amen.
Recipes to Bernie Mac. Man, because I'm telling you, man. Me personally, man. You know, at one song by Jay-Z, girls, I do adore, you know.
Yeah.
It's something about the woman, man. Their attitude, their sassiness. The way they dress, the way they walk, the way they fix their hair, the way they fix their eyebrows, the way they lift it, the way they arch it, the way they try to get smart, and it's very, to me, addictive. You know what I'm saying?
Well, and you know, like there's dudes,
it's very
that,
tempting.
You know what? I mean, there's dudes that think about other dudes like that. Chicks,
and I
think about other chicks like that.
And I can't, yeah.
Our message,
I cannot.
One people, one world. Do what makes you happy.
That's it.
But of all, like, there are countries genociding other countries. There's all these drugs coming over our border and poisoning people that you love and turning them into people that they aren't. Like, you're worried. About the wrong shit.
But we up out of here, though, man. Number love. What you want to tell them?
Always, man. Always. Man, yeah, you guys know me, Bo Jordan. And I'm going to plug I've got to plug my barbecue dry rub company here. Meat So Horny.
That's shout out to Meat So Horny.
MeatSoHorny.com. Guys, I did a bad, this fucking gummy was off the chain, dude. 2.2 million Scoville. I rode the Reaper. I won. My asshole's been losing for the last three
ate
days.
Two of them. He ate two of them. The I boy. Did. I ate the two. Boy is a soldier. The man is Dose. A soldier. The man is a soldier.
And
no limit soldier. Oh, a diplomatic soldier. A diplomatic wizard soldier. I thought I told. Yeah, man. Yeah.
But guys, we appreciate you hanging on this long, man. This was a longer episode than what we usually do. But this whole episode was necessary.
Very.
We had to get this off our chest, guys.
Yes.
And again. You want to play dress up, you want to be somebody that physically you're not, go for it, man. We'll back you up 100%. But don't come in with titties and what would be a vag and say, oh, I was assigned female at birth. The fuck you was.
And don't get upset when they start talking about your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah.